The next poem is called The Solace of Poetry, and part of its the idea for the poem came from a concern that I've had for a long time. When I was a little kid, I figured if I was uncomfortable at all in life, if I watched people very closely, I would figure out how to live. If by a certain kind of mimicry, I could penetrate to the mysteries of life just by watching other people and trying to become them. And I remember there's a lovely poem by Robert Mezzi called A Confession, in which a voyeur is speaking, a peeping Tom is speaking. And he says something like, his reason for doing this, he says, I only wanted to see how people live, not knowing how. And there's something of that in the poem. The solace of poetry is not the solace of gossip, though I can guess particulars of your life. Often from my window seat, I watch two neighbors, breast, cheek, and flank, that wilderness, and something glowing in the dark like a string of pearls from one mouth to the other. As a child, I wanted to be everyone. I spied on the man delivering milk and on his counterpart in striped pajamas at his kitchen table, thinking himself alone while the world slept. Your poems say hello. It's private. The child's need to both keep and share a secret after the lamp is off. I lay your book aside to watch the old couple undressing before sleep. They examine each scar and mark in the body's history. Something enters their life like water enters a pond at night, lies in their bed, faceless as a doll beneath the quilt's remembered weight, and does not speak.